This is St. Louis Public Radio. Women are barred from joining the Roman Catholic clergy, but last month, Pope Francis said the Vatican would explore the possibility of female deacons. St. Louis resident Elsie McGrath made headlines in 2007 when she became an ordained priest. McGrath was excommunicated, but she continues to lead a small congregation. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon spoke with McGrath about her hopes for the future of the Catholic Church.
I became a Catholic in 1956 after I married a Catholic at the age of 17. Having been raised as do what we tell you and always obey the rules and everything will be wonderful, I thought, this is pretty good, you know, and then I started getting enlightened.
Yeah, so I know a turning point for you was when your husband Jim became an ordained deacon in the church in the mid-90s, and the two of you, you know, actually went through all the preparation together, you know, about something like 4 years of classes. And I'm wondering, you know, what was that like to fulfill those requirements, knowing that you were not going to be allowed to join the clergy with him?
You know, I was good with it right up until the very moment that we went into the cathedral for the ordination ceremony, and we walked all the way down the aisle together. It was a magnificent pageant. And then when we got to the altar rail, the women got to move out of line and sit down in the pew, and the men advanced up onto the altar. And at that point is when I first realized how absolutely awful and unjust this whole thing was. I felt like I had been stabbed. I was totally unprepared for the reaction I would have. Totally unprepared.
So about 10 years later, you actually start feeling the call yourself to become ordained. Why did you decide to become a priest?
I don't think I decided it. I think it was necessary. This had nothing to do with me personally. This was what the spirit within me was leading me to, and it made perfect sense. You know, this was a monumental step forward in educating people about what church really ought to be.
You and another woman who was ordained that day, Rosemarie Hudson, along with the female bishop who actually did the ceremony, all three of you were excommunicated, you know, basically the severest punishment in Catholicism. What was that like?
Well, you know, excommunication is literally a contract. It's a legal document, and that means that it has to be accepted by both parties for it to actually be in force. We see ourselves as Roman Catholic women who have chosen to be ordained and model a new way of being church. We do not accept our excommunication. Our choice is to remain in the church and effect change from the bottom up, because that's the only way change ever happens anywhere.
So speaking of that change, in October, Pope Francis said that he would reopen a commission exploring the possibility of female deacons in the church. And I'm curious, you know, do you feel hopeful that eventually the Catholic Church will allow women to become officially ordained?
Oh, absolutely. We absolutely know that it will change. Now, anybody could, you know, throw out a figure of when this is going to happen. We're not going to see it happen from this particular lifetime, but that's what we're doing it for.